This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, this is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series, and it is from Surah Al-Baqarah. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. There is in retaliation life for you, O people of understanding. This is verse 179. This verse addresses the need for retaliatory punishment to protect the life of society. So the first point of reflection is that as atheism spreads and more people believe that this life is all that there is, preserving life at any cost becomes a priority. Consequently, more and more serial murderers are set free in the West to kill again and again and again. Islam takes the position that you take a life, your life will be taken. Then there is no chance of you killing again. The second point of reflection is that the safety of society takes precedence over the individual's right to life. So we don't say that, oh, if you kill him, if you execute him, it's not going to bring the person he killed or she killed back. Well, that's true. But the safety of society from you takes precedence over preserving your life. You took another life and you deserve to lose your life. The third point of reflection is that retaliatory punishment, like throwing acid on those who do it to others, and when we see images on the internet of cases where a young man is angry with his girlfriend or his wife or somebody who is trying to win over a female and she rejects him. That the result of that, they become angry, they go prepare up some acid and they throw it on the women, disfiguring them terribly, outrageously, out of anger and jealousy and rejection. These people would be strongly discouraged if they knew that when they did that, then acid will be also thrown on their faces. They would become disfigured and their features distorted, and they would have a life of sadness and regret for what they did. And it would cause them to think twice before doing it to others. Barakallahu fikum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.